In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about how we should respect the poor. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Today, we'll be talking about how we should respect the poor. In Islam, everyone is equal in terms of their spiritual status. However, those who are more God-wary, that is, they have more taqwa, are greater than those who are less God-wary. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 13, O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female and made you nations and tribes that you may identify yourselves with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary among you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. So it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, what your nationality is, how rich you are. According to Allah, as the verse stated, that which makes a human being superior to another human being is his level of God-wariness or taqwa. So we must respect poor people. We should not look down on them. Perhaps in the sight of Allah, they are of a higher spiritual status than us. In fact, we have a great number of people who are rich but deserve less respect than poorer people because they're not as God-wary as them. So, you see, brothers and sisters, we should never look at how wealthy or impoverished people are. We should look at their character to see if they have the qualities of a God-wary person, meaning they perform all their acts of worship, they spend money in the way of Allah as much as they're able to, they have good manners and morals, and never commit sins. These are just some signs of God-wary individuals who may not necessarily be rich. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So we said that we have to respect the poor because this is what Islam has told us to do. We had so many prophets and imams who weren't very much wealthy, yet Allah gave them the privilege to be the leader of their tribes and nations and made them prophets whom angels descended on them. We have in the Quran the story of the Israelites during the time of Prophet Samuel, who asked their prophet to appoint a king for them who could settle their affairs, and so under his command they could go to war with their enemies, whose chief was Goliath. So their prophet said to them, as we read in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 247, their prophet said to them, Allah has appointed Saul as king for you. They said, how can he have kingship over us when we have a greater right to kingship than him, as he has not been given ample wealth? He said, indeed, Allah has chosen him over you and enhanced him vastly in knowledge and physique, and Allah gives his kingdom to whomever he wishes. Saul, or Talut, as he is called in Arabic, was not a rich man. The Israelites protested against their prophet and said, why are you appointing someone who is not as wealthy as us? They meant to say that those who were rich among them were more worthy of becoming their king. So you see, Allah even makes a poor man a king to rule over everyone, because he had the qualities of a good king in him. He was strong and knowledgeable, and Allah had made him so. This was another reason we should respect the poor. Now let's listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
One of the poets of Bani Abbas, his name was Abbas ibn al-Ahnaf. You know, he talked about Yamshi al-Faqiru bayn al-Nasi. And he said, وَتُغْنِقُ دُونَهُ أَبْوَابَهَا. And the people, they close their doors when they see him, the poor person. And he said, وَتَرَاهُ مَبْغُوضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ وَيَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ لَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He sees animosity everywhere, and he doesn't know why people hate him for being poor. Like, he's giving a social commentary from the Abbasid period, right? يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ مَبْغُوضًا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. He's walking and he's disliked amongst people, right? And then he says, حَتَّ الْكِلَابُ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا. Even the dogs, when they see somebody well-dressed, they get suddenly, lapping away and wagging their tails, right? وَإِذَا مَرَّ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا عَابِرًا. If they pass by some poor person walking by, نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. They start barking at him and growling and showing their teeth. Even the dogs will do this. So that attitude towards poor people because of their poverty is a disease in the heart. And it's haram to do that. It's haram to treat people with contempt because of their socioeconomic status. It's very important to beware of poor people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives victory because of the poor people. The poor people are the closest people to Allah because they have the maqam of ubudiyyah. Faqr is our natural state. Allahu al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. Allah is al-ghani and you are the poor people. Antum al-fuqara. All of Bani Adam. We're in a state of iftiqar. The definition of ilah al-mustaghni an al-kul wa al-kullun muftaqirun ilay. That's the very definition of God, is the one that everybody's in a state of poverty in relation to. And yet that your Lord is wealthy and completely independent, has no need of you. So we all need Allah, He has no need of us. We're fuqara. Dunya is a welfare state. This dunya is a welfare state, and all of us are recipients of divine welfare. And so because some of us get more than others, that should be, one, a source of fear, like, why am I getting more? Because if you think it's from yourself, you're completely deluded. People inherit money. People rob, steal, and kill for money. Idiots can become profoundly successful in this world. And the most brilliant people can live total lives of impoverishment, right? And this is, we see this. You'll see geniuses. You have people that are geniuses in mathematics, and they can't make any money. And then you have somebody who's a complete idiot, And he's a multimillionaire who hires those geniuses to manage his money. So that's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what he's warning us about. Don't do that.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is farstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So we talked about how we should respect the poor, how we should not humiliate and disgrace them, because in Islam, financial status does not give the privilege to one person to disgrace and insult others who are of a lower financial status. Of course, this does not in any way mean that necessarily poor people are better than rich people. Just like we said, it all boils down to how much taqwa, God-wariness, and piety a person has, and that is what makes a person superior to others. So just because a person is poor, it doesn't automatically mean that he can insult the rich, just as rich people must not do so. There could be rich people who are very God-wary and good people, and they also deserve respect. The point is, just as rich people should not be looked down on and disrespected, poor people should not be contemptuous of rich people, especially if they are pious and God-wary. In short, we can say that everyone in a Muslim society must respect one another, and we don't know how God-wary a person is because it's not something that can be easily noticed. So even if a person is less God-wary than another person, still he must be respected, because showing respect to others, regardless of their financial status, race, nationality, language, religion, and spiritual status such as piety and faith, is itself a sign of taqwa. There's one exception where certain people don't deserve respect, and that is when certain people oppress others and are unjust to them. These people do not deserve respect, whether they're rich or poor, and they should be confronted.
They filled my palm full of doubt and wouldn't hear me out, but still I changed.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. You can log on to our website at parstoday.com or email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will shine on tomorrow, light the way for all to follow. From the darkness I will shine. Learning from the past, I tried to stare the world in the eyes, find strength to pull me through. Saw through my tests and trials a road that ran 1,000 miles, that the end was only truth. I will shine.